440 out of the 690 junior nurses at the Kolobo Teaching Hospital, whose names were submitted for payment of their 21-month salary arrears, are either ghosts or non-nursing staff of the hospital. The Minister of Health has therefore ordered a headcount of all staff of the hospital who are paid from the Consolidated Fund. This is because the ministry is of the opinion that there may be other people within the hospital who are paid by government but who should not be paid. We bring you a news desk report.
More than 600 junior nurses at Kolobo laid down their tools about 2 weeks ago in protest against non-payment of their salaries and allowances for over 2 years. But the Ministry of Health says most of the names presented for payment of their over 21-month salary arrears do not exist. Chief Executive of Kolobo, Reverend Albert Botry, has however dismissed any claims of ghost names. He said the situation, if any at all, could be blamed on some weaknesses in the system. Explaining how the list of names of 690 was sent to the Ministry of Health for payment, Reverend Botry said the list was compiled 21 months ago for financial clearance when the nurses were engaged by Kolobo. He said the list was not only for nurses, but included doctors, administrators and healthcare professionals. He said what rather came out when the ministry directed Kolobo to pay its bills was that it detected that out of the list, 165 had either vacated post, were already on the payroll or did not pick up the appointment letters. According to him, the Ministry of Health's directive that Kolobo should pay from its own funds had rather helped in cleaning the list, which according to him was an old one submitted 21 months ago. Meanwhile, the Public Relations Office of the Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman, says but for the intervention of the ministry which ordered Kolobo to pay the nurses from its own internally generated funds, the ministry through the Ministry of Finance would have paid money into the accounts of 690 supposed nurses instead of 250. He said after the nurses had gone on strike and the ministry had requested for their names, a list of 690 names were presented. However, the ministry detected that the nurses had been employed by Kolobo without due consultation with the ministry and therefore they were not captured in the 2013 budget of the ministry. Mr. Goodman said the names of the 250 will be put in the budget of the ministry for the 2014 financial year, adding that they could, however, not be paid before then.